If you've ever thought about getting into real estate, you might have considered going into it with a partner. While real estate partnerships can be a fantastic way to pool resources, share responsibilities, and even learn from each other, they also come with their own set of challenges. So, is a partnership the right move for you? Let's break down the pros and cons in a more conversational way to help you decide. The advantages of partnering up. You get to share the load. Let's be honest, real estate can be a lot of work. From property hunting to negotiations, dealing with clients, and managing finances, the list is long. A good partner means you don't have to shoulder all of that alone. You can divide and conquer, with one partner handling marketing while the other focuses on operations or client relations. It's like having a built-in support system. More money, more deals. One of the biggest benefits of a partnership is the financial side. With two, or more, people contributing capital, you can target bigger deals that might have been out of reach on your own. Maybe you can't afford that prime plot of land solo, but with a partner, it's suddenly possible. More money usually means more opportunity in real estate. Diverse skill sets equals better results. Real estate requires a variety of skills: market analysis, negotiations, legal know-how, and even people skills. Having a partner with complementary skills can take your business to the next level. While you might be great at spotting undervalued properties, your partner could have a talent for making killer sales pitches. It's a win-win. Risk? Share it. Real estate can be risky. Deals can fall through, markets fluctuate, and unexpected repairs can drain your budget. But with a partner, those risks don't seem as daunting. You're not alone in taking the hit if something goes sideways. The financial risk is shared, which can give you more confidence to take on bigger projects. More brain power. Ever heard the saying, two heads are better than one? In real estate, this couldn't be truer. A partnership brings different perspectives to the table. You might see things from one angle, but your partner could have a completely different take that leads to better decisions and more innovative strategies. The disadvantages of partnering up. You have to split the profits. This one's a bit of a no-brainer. If you're working with a partner, you're also splitting the profits. While the idea of doubling your capital and sharing the workload sounds amazing, remember that whatever you earn, you'll have to share. If you're used to keeping all the profits, this might take some getting used to. Disagreements can happen. No matter how well you get along with your partner, there will be disagreements. Maybe you want to flip a property, but your partner prefers holding onto it for long-term rental income. These kinds of differences in vision can lead to tension. Clear communication is essential to avoid major disputes, but even the best partnerships have their challenging moments. Liability and dash, the risk is real. In real estate partnerships, especially general partnerships, you're not just sharing the profits, you're also sharing the liabilities. If things go south and the business accumulates debt, both partners are typically responsible. That means your personal assets could be at risk if something goes wrong. This is why having a solid legal agreement in place is crucial. Decision-making might take longer. In real estate, timing is everything. If you're working solo, you can act on opportunities quickly. But in a partnership, decisions often take longer. Both partners need to be in agreement, and if one of you isn't on board, that could mean missing out on a great deal. When two people have to agree on every major decision, it can slow things down. Unequal effort can cause tension. This one's tricky. If one partner is putting in more effort, it can lead to resentment. Maybe your partner is great at securing properties, but you find yourself handling all the grunt work like paperwork or managing tenants. If things start feeling unbalanced, it can put a strain on the partnership. Partnerships can be fragile. What happens if your partner decides to leave? Or what if they get tired of the business? Without the right agreements in place, your real estate business could face major disruptions. Partnerships are often tied to the individual partners, so when one wants out, it can throw a wrench in your entire operation. So, is a real estate partnership right for you? At the end of the day, partnerships in real estate can be powerful, but they're not for everyone. They offer the chance to share the load, gain access to more capital, and bring together diverse skills that can make your business more successful. But, as with any relationship, they require open communication, trust, and a shared vision to work smoothly. If you're considering a real estate partnership, make sure you and your partner are on the same page when it comes to goals, roles, and financial contributions. And most importantly, have a rock-solid legal agreement to protect both of you if things don't go as planned. Partnerships can be the key to unlocking greater opportunities in real estate, but like any investment, they come with their own set of risks. So, think carefully, communicate openly, and make sure your partnership is set up for long-term success.